WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton, I'm Michelle Franzen. Whipping winds and rain already impacting Florida's west coast. Milton set to make landfall after 9 tonight near Tampa with record storm surge predicted. Gloria McNair left her senior residence and went to a shelter.
No, I've been through a lot of hurricanes, but nothing like this. So this is frightening.
President Biden earlier says Florida has the full backing and resources of the federal government.
President Biden said Hurricane Milton is looking like, quote, the storm of the century. And he urged Florida residents in the path to listen to state and local officials.
I urge everyone in Hurricane Milton's path to follow all safety instructions as we head to the next 24 hours.
The president said the federal government has made available an unprecedented number of assets to deal with the impact of Hurricane Helene and now Hurricane Milton.
ABC's Karen Travers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Milton will also bring power outages across the state. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Janesville police are trying to figure out how two men turned up unresponsive near the same gazebo in 3 days. The first discovery was Sunday, then it happened again yesterday. Both men died after rescuers tried to revive them. There are no signs of trauma or foul play. Authorities say they don't think there's a threat to public safety. People all over Wisconsin are turning up the pressure to hold the mayor of Wausau accountable for moving the city's only absentee ballot drop box last month. There was a protest at City Hall last night. The box is back, but critics say the public's trust is gone. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
The train already left the station at that point. Like, you already created this chilling effect amongst people where they don't even feel comfortable putting their ballot into the same box that maybe their tax bill or water bill might go into.
Ramos spoke with Civic Media's Chad Holmes. The Wisconsin Justice Department is looking into whether Mayor Doug Dinney broke the law. I'm Terry Bell. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks getting ready. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum, but Chris Middleton will not play in the preseason game after having surgery on both of his ankles.
Yeah, it's just listening to my body, knowing, you know, my limits, knowing what pain is, knowing what you can play through and what is not smart playing through. You know, I've been through similar situations. I'm always going to be learning something about myself and my body as I go on.
Baseball, Bally Sports Wisconsin no longer will broadcast Brewer games on TV, so the team says they're moving to the MLB Network. President Rick Schlesinger.
Yeah, you're going to be able to turn your cable TV on, and you're going to be able to go to the Brewers TV channel. It may be a different channel than what it was last year, but it'll be easily accessible. So from that perspective, no change other than, I think, a great quality programming experience. And if you are somebody who doesn't have cable and satellite and you want to watch Brewers games, you're going to have an opportunity to buy a subscription to a direct-to-consumer streaming service, which is going to be first-rate quality.
That's Brewers President Rick Schlesinger. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Super sunny today and quite comfortable as highs flirt with 70 degrees with calm southeast winds. A few clouds filter in here tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, another day filled with a ton of sunshine and unseasonable warmth as we spike to highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
When you lose a drop box, you lose votes.
You know, what he is doing here is really eroding confidence in our elections. The darn thing is more secure than a U.S. mailbox. Yeah, I'm going to put this very bluntly.
Yeah.
There are so many cameras in the downtown area. I don't think you could walk down the street and scratch your butt without somebody seeing it.
Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind next time I'm there because I do that a lot.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
And we'll have a follow-up on the hurricane in Florida.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy hump day to us all. You can be a part of this fine production, 855-752-4842. Jess working hard on the board. Working hard today. Thank you, Jess. And jazzed as hell, have Matt Rothschild in studio with me, formerly of the Progressive Magazine, formerly of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and author, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Matt, always a pleasure to have you, man.
Hey, Dom, the pleasure's mine. I look forward to these Wednesday afternoons down here in Waukesha.
Me too, man. Sports, weather, and news. Well, let's get to the weather, the updates as I am seeing them. Weather.com reporting that Milton will make landfall in Florida early on Thursday. Well, this is a major threat, you think? Apparently, it has weakened slightly to a Category 3, packing winds of 125 miles an hour. It has centered 100 miles southwest of Tampa, tracking to the northeast at 17 miles an hour. Bands of heavy rain containing strong wind gusts are spreading across parts of the state well in advance of the landfall. A tornado watch is in effect for the southern half of Florida Peninsula until 9 p.m. Eastern, including Miami, Tampa Bay, and Fort Myers. Multiple tornadoes have been confirmed in southern Florida since this morning. That is scary.
Yeah, my heart goes out to everyone in Florida. I mean, this is just horrible to watch. I mean, here we are in Wisconsin on a beautiful sunny fall day, and our friends who are living in Florida have this thing just barreling into them. And, you know, I used to spend some time in the Fort Myers area on Sanibel Island.
Yeah.
We'd take the family there a few winters, and beautiful place, and was almost wiped off the map by Ian in 2022, and Lord knows what's going to remain of it after this. And then everybody from Fort Myers, Naples, Sarasota, up to Tampa, St. Pete, you know, there's going to be just a biblical amount of destruction, it looks like.
Yeah, unfortunately. Kathy Perkins, Pinellas County Emergency Management Director. Now, Pinellas County, that's what, Clearwater, St. Pete, that's to the west of Tampa. This is it, folks. I'm not saying this to scare you. I want you to be prepared. Yeesh. A little bit more here. Models are showing starting to converge on landfall location just south of Tampa and north of Sarasota. So good for Tampa. Good. Better for Tampa, but not great for Sarasota. Perhaps around Bradenton. But small wobbles to the north and south could change the outcome. Now, if Milton makes landfall south of Tampa Bay, it will avoid the worst-case scenario for storm surge. However, the area would encounter the northern side of the storm's eyewall, which is the ring of violent thunderstorms surrounding the relatively calm center. Maximum storm surge could well affect areas around Bradenton, Sarasota, and Siesta Key, which breaks my heart, man. So when I grew up, we'd go down to Sarasota. We took the kids down to Siesta Key and visit family when my kids, you know, we used to take the plane, and he started doing the road trips, man. So we've been going to Florida, my kids, my family. I still have family down there. Talk to my uncle who lives in Sarasota. They had to get out last time when Helene came through. They're getting out again. They got out. They took the what should have been an 8-hour drive up to northern Florida to Pensacola. Took them 15 hours to get there. And
yeah, that could have been fun.
And they're the lucky ones. They were able to get out. And, you know, not everyone has the resources, the wherewithal, the abilities to do so. So
a lot of the stations are running out of gas, too.
Last I saw, like 1,500 is probably more now of these gas stations that are running out of fuel.
Yeah, and imagine being in a traffic jam right now on, you know, the main arteries up north.
Yeah.
In Florida, I mean, you're in harm's way.
Yep. So our heart goes out to everyone. If you can, get out. I have seen some of the social medias of, you know, the guy staying on his boat. I'm going to ride it out on the sailboat. Thinking, what, dude? What? Or some guy's going to, you know, stay in his house in his kayak and ride this one out as well. You know, and I can appreciate one's independence, but, you know, then you end up putting EMTs and emergency workers and those folks at risk when they got to come and try to find you and help you.
Yeah, and I was hearing law enforcement say, if you're going to wait for us thinking we're coming, we're not going to be able to come get you.
Depending on the severity of the storm and what happens, I mean, lots of bridges going from key to island to mainland and all that. If there's a 15-foot storm surge, some of those could get washed out, and it could take days for any help to arrive. But as it stands right now, it's basically shelter in place. Some of these bridges are closed in, the gas stations are out of gas, and now it's almost too late to get out.
Yeah, and if you've got loved ones in Florida, you know, contact them and say you're thinking of them and see how they're doing. I imagine most have moved to higher ground, like any rational person would, if they had the capacity to do so.
I would hope so. So, folks, yep, keep them in your mind. 855-752-4842. So there's the weather part of the sports news and weather, and I guess I could just throw out there my beloved Detroit Tigers are up 3-0 on the top of the seventh, but I'm not going to curse it. We'll move on from there. The news. Now let's get to the news, Matt. The polling here in the state of Wisconsin. We had Charles Franklin on, what was that, last week?
Right.
And it looked like Tammy Baldwin was doing pretty good. Harris was doing pretty good. But I see this article from Dan Bice, and hell, even Tammy Baldwin's campaign concerned that this is a much tighter race.
Yeah, and I heard this last night from a friend of mine who's been, you know, on to Democratic politics longer than I have been. And he said, you know, the Baldwin team is really worried now because the lead has shrunk to 2. And that's what shows in this new Quinnipiac poll today, that Tammy's only up by 2, which, yeah, surprises me because we had Charles Franklin on the show showing her up by 7 just last week. And so I'm wondering what happened between last week and today, or whether that 7 points was an outlier. You know, of course, there's margin of error on all these polls.
Right. Which
can make them closer than they appear. But yeah, when the Baldwin people started to send out public worries, you got to say, you know, this thing is probably closer than we thought. And, you know, I've been watching TV lately, both watching the Brewers game, unfortunately, and then watching some other TV, watching about the hurricane.
Yeah.
And then watching some of the stuff at night. And you can't, at least in the Madison area where I live, the Hovde ads, the anti-Tammy ads, which are so ugly and so horrible.
Oh, did you know she's gay? I mean, isn't that what these ads are all about? Doesn't matter anything else. The takeaway from the Hovde ads is, hey, Tammy Baldwin's gay.
Well, there's that.
Come on.
Surprise, surprise. And then there's the ad that suggests that she's letting guys who abuse women into the domestic shelters, domestic abuse shelters. And they had this horrible image of a guy coming barreling in there, swinging his fist into the domestic abuse shelter.
What?
If you know anything about Tammy Baldwin, she spent, you know, her whole lifetime fighting domestic abuse and protecting women. And, you know, it's so scurrilous. It's so hideous. But, you know, Hovde's got all that money, and he's just throwing it at the screen and making everything as nasty as possible, and it appears to be working.
Daniel Bice reporting yesterday at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel a little bit about this. After a Milwaukee event this weekend, Baldwin confirmed a story in Axios last week that said there are growing Democratic fears over how quickly the Wisconsin Senate race is tightening. I've seen my internal polls, Baldwin said. It's very close.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sources said the internal polls show Baldwin up 2 percentage points over Hovde. Also on Tuesday, as you mentioned, Matt, the Cook Political Report changed its rating on the race from Baldwin being a slight favorite to now being a toss-up.
Yeah, that's grim, you know, because Democrats nationwide are counting on Tammy. Tammy was one of the easy ones in controlling the Senate. But if now it's a toss-up, you know, if the Democrats nationwide lose Tammy's race, and then their ability to hold on to the U.S. Senate is pretty much gone.
And that will be very problematic, especially with a and that becomes worse, right, when if a Trump administration comes in. Bice continues, Baldwin said that is why the Senate Leadership Fund, a PAC aligned with the Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell, has reportedly pledged to put, here we go, $17 million in TV, radio, and digital ads into her race in the coming weeks. So whatever you saw, whatever you're seeing right now, Matt and the fair audience, it's just going to get more and more and more with less than 4 weeks to go.
Yeah, I guess if you thought it was ugly right now, just buckle your seatbelt. It's going to get a lot uglier. But this is why, you know, I spent a lot of my last decade fighting the problem of money in politics. You know, you can just throw so much money from outside groups, from billionaires telling us, you know, who to elect. And you can have them come from groups that don't identify their donors. And that's what brings this ugliness just swamping over us. So,
And the accuracy. I mean,
the law is you can lie. If you're a politician, you can lie.
It's terrible. I mean, that should be terrible. I mean, I think it's terrible. And I think certainly if you hear something like that, this seems so outrageous and so wrongly. Oh, yeah, Tammy Baldwin was opening the doors to women's shelters so men can go beat their, you know, ex-girlfriends or ex-wives. Sure. I mean, right on this face, it sounds like total bunk.
Right. But the law says no media outlet can censor an ad that's coming from someone who's running for office. And so they're left to, you know, run these ads. And then if they have fact checkers or they want to say, you know, we investigated this ad, it's baloney, they can say that. But the ad's already run. It's already made its impression.
Tammy, apparently Hovde dropped another $3 million into his race. I guess that's on top of the $13 million he threw in July. So you know where that money is coming from. It's coming from Hovde and perhaps some Mexican banks. But we don't know. It's all, apparently all fine. Baldwin said, I assume Mitch McConnell has seen the same numbers. I mean, they poll too, right? I assume they've seen the same numbers we're seeing internally. But as Bice notes, not that Baldwin's being overwhelmed with cash so far. Outside groups have dropped more than $100 million on the race, with Democratic organizations holding a slight lead over Republicans. Baldwin's campaign had accounted for $42 million in past advertising and future reservations. Hovde was at about $20 million by the start of the month, according to Bice. So, tight.
Tight. Hovde has it a little easier. All he's got to do is just tell his banker to give me the money. Tammy's got to round it up somehow.
But Tammy, I mean, Tammy's been traditionally strong here. If you look at her races over her political career, she's solid.
And that is the thing. I mean, people know Tammy Baldwin here in Wisconsin. The more you know her, the more you like her. And her staff goes to bat for the constituents. She goes to bat for her constituents.
Yeah.
That's why I think she's still going to win. But these negative ads are grotesque.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That is Matt Rothschild. It's Wednesday. He's hanging out with me on the hump day. You can do the same. The phone lines are 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Matt, I want to get your impression of the comments and videos made by Eric Hovde regarding FEMA. And we're talking about, it's okay to lie. Well, it seems like this is not just an offhand action once or twice here or there. This seems like a very specific strategy embraced by the megas.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that. They react to that, and they may not react very well to that. And they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making off all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Matt Rothschild in the studio. Jess is on the board and on the lines, and you can be a part. Talking about the polling, apparently Cook Political Report saying it's a little closer than it should be. We had our guest last week, Charles Franklin, Marquette Polling, saying she was, Tammy Baldwin was up by 7. Apparently now some polling saying she's up by 2. So a little concerning, but we talked about some of these commercials, some of these ads, and the fact, Matt, that it's okay apparently to lie in these political advertisements. But what about the candidates themselves? We talked a little bit about Hovde and the articles. Hope Carnap reporting: Senate candidate Eric Hovde circulates false Hurricane Helene claims debunked by FEMA. Or you could just say he's a big fat liar, but I don't know which one is more accurate. But let's hear what Hovde had to say, please, Jess.
I'll play it, but I didn't give this disclaimer yesterday.
Yes.
There's so much background noise in it, and it drives me crazy. He recorded this outside on a busy street. Come on, man.
Well, Trump used to get in front of the helicopters and give those pressers, right? Ah! It was terrible.
All right,
so it's not our fault. Blame Hovde for this.
Yeah.
Did you see the news today that FEMA is out of money and doesn't have money to transfer to those people affected by the hurricane?
Nope, didn't see that news, Matt.
Why? Because they used the money to assist illegal immigrants. You can't make this craziness up.
You just did.
So we're not going to help Americans that are in trouble or our vets, but we're going to give it to people coming into our country illegally? What kind of world are we living in today? This is what Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Senator Baldwin, who supports all this craziness, have brought on our country. It's like we've entered into Alice in Wonderland. And what is right is wrong, and what is wrong is right. Please share this.
Oh my God. Please share this live with all your friends and family.
We have to take back our country. That's the whole reason I'm in this race.
Oh, I love it, God.
Because I couldn't sit by anymore and watch my country that I love melt down. So please get out there, work hard, spread the word. We've got to win this election.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I'm having a midlife crisis, so I thought I'd run for Senate and use my all the money I got in the bank to try to buy it. Sick of living in California, I guess.
It's beautiful in California. But this is, Matt, come on, man. This has been debunked by FEMA. We've had, you know, there's been conversations. All of this effort by Republicans, by the MAGAs, to just lambaste the Democrats and the current administration with anything to do with disaster relief. Here we have right now, a huge storm barreling down in Tampa and Sarasota. It's going to do huge amounts of damage. We got DeSantis saying, yes, we're working with the federal government. Right. All the Republican senators, Tom Tillis from North Carolina, the governors, they're down. Everything's
right.
It could always be more. There's always more to do, no doubt. But they're not saying the things that Donald Trump and Eric Hubdy are saying.
Well, that's exactly the point. Some Republicans in leadership are saying FEMA is delivering for us. FEMA is answering the bell. Some are calling out Trump's lie, like Mitt Romney is. But you have others who are just parrots, Trump parrot. That's who Hovde is. Trump attacks FEMA. Hovde attacks FEMA. You know, Trump attacks immigrants. Hovde attacks immigrants. I mean, it's not more complicated than that. He's just, you know, a lapdog for Trump, and that's what he's running on here. He wants to attach himself to Trump and all, you know, he talked about craziness,
yeah.
All the craziness Trump spews out, you know, he will, you know, regurgitate.
You know, my parents used to ask me, if your friends all jump off a bridge, are you going to jump off the bridge too? No, Mom, swear I won't.
Hovde's on the bridge and jumping.
Right. 855-752-4842. Let's get a couple callers in while we have a moment. Cindy up from Appleton, you're next. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Well, I wanted to talk about one of the other Tammy Baldwin's. I don't think it's run by Hovde. It's run by one of those PACs where it talks about, you know, she's in bed with her Wall Street girlfriend, and she should be disclosing her girlfriend's tax form. Since when do you have to disclose somebody else's tax forms if you're not even married to them? And who's in bed with Wall Street? I mean, seriously? Oh, my God.
It is. And let's not. And I think the purpose of that ad, Cindy, I think it is to just tell the megas that Tammy Baldwin's gay. That's the whole point of that ad. Because, of course, you don't have to disclose your boyfriend or girlfriend's assets or resources or business. That's not part of the disclosure. If you married, yes, but not just because if you're dating. And Tammy Baldwin's girlfriend, I believe they bought a condo together. She put her half in, and her girlfriend put her half in. Her girlfriend works for Morgan Stanley. I used to work for Morgan Stanley. I'm pretty sure that none of my clients would want anyone knowing about what they're doing. I mean, what an absolute joke. So the premise is totally wrong, but the only way the ad works for me is if the whole point is to say that she's gay.
Yeah, P.S. Tammy's a lesbian. I mean, come on. That's what you're doing, Hovde?
This is where we're at.
I mean, it's just appalling that this is where we are in 2024. I thought we moved beyond that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
As a country, didn't we get to gay marriage? Didn't we get to gay rights?
If you don't have the right to privacy, right, they want to roll all these things back. No, you should. They don't want gay marriage. They don't want gay rights. They don't want hell. I mean, I'm not clear what Clarence Thomas would think, but I think interracial marriage would be on the blocks with some of these folks.
Yeah, and he himself would have to get divorced.
Right? Well, I mean, no, not him. Everybody else.
Everyone else.
Because, you know, if you're on the U.S. Supreme Court.
For me.
That's right. If you're on the U.S. Supreme Court, you can do whatever you want.
As we've seen.
855-752-4842. Hey, Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that the senatorial committee that's for run those ads against Baldwin or any of these guys, they don't provide numbers where you can call in and scream at them, tell them what lying pieces of SO.
Oh, they do. They are required to show the disclaimer. You just got to be able to track down whatever bunk LLC that's, you know, located in a UPS box somewhere.
Yeah, but you can't find a phone number. I mean, and that's what really just galls me is that when I call Tammy Baldwin's office, somebody always answers. I don't scream at her. Call Ron Johnson's office, it goes to voicemail. Try calling Odd One's number today. Couldn't get to a voicemail account there either because I was going to tell him what a POS he was. I mean, what happens if I wear my camo and my Pheasants Forever hat, go to one of these meetings for Hovde or for Ballway or any of the Republicans that are running and make a critical comment toward them because they think I'm part of their crowd because I'm wearing my hook and bullet uniform.
Hey, come on, man. I think we took the camo back. Thank you for the call, Mark. I mean, didn't Walls have the Walls the camo hat, right? Yeah. He's the hunter.
Yeah, he says turkey shooting starts in Minnesota today.
Today it is. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Love it when you join us. You can do so, 855-752-4842.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is claiming FEMA is running out of money, but the Federal Emergency Agency says it's not true. Hovde goes on to claim in a social media post that money for Hurricane Helene relief is being diverted to illegal immigrants. FEMA says that's not the case either and is asking people to stop sharing the video. Young adults are registered to vote like never before. Vote.org reports signing up a record 800,000 new voters under the age of 35. Registration is especially high in states with abortion restrictions, like Wisconsin.
In spite of all that kind of dysfunction, they're being compelled to vote by a lot of issues they've also grown up around. This is the generation that grew up with mass shootings in schools.
John Marcus reports on higher education for the Heschinger Report. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Democratic running mate Tim Walz's wife Gwen campaigns in South Central Wisconsin today. She has stops scheduled in Madison and Beloit. Meanwhile, Senator Bernie Sanders will stump for Kamala Harris in Baraboo on Saturday. First Lady Jill Biden campaigns for Harris in Madison on Monday. All of the Democratic surrogates are expected to talk about reproductive rights, the economy, and preserving democracy. Election Day is less than a month away. Four stores are going into the end of Hilldale Shopping Center, where the AMC Theater used to be. Eyewear store Warby Parker is moving to Hilldale from State Street. Also coming to Hilldale are beauty retailer Sephora, a salad and grain bowl restaurant called Sweet Green, and the menswear store Jackson Gray. Hilldale says in a statement that Warby Parker will open there later this year, and the other three stores are expected to open sometime next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're sort of in the dumps about recent Star Wars shows not lasting so long, don't feel sorry for the franchise. The brand is as profitable as ever. The Hollywood Reporter says the studio made $1 billion from merchandising in 2023 alone. In a stroke of genius, Star Wars creator George Lucas negotiated for the rights to merchandise. The studios thought he was crazy and agreed. Lucas sold the rights back to Disney a few years ago for $4 billion. It's just that simple. All he had to do was create a profitable movie franchise. Word on the street is that actor Fart Smith and star of Independence Day, Will Smith, and Michael Bay, director of the first Bad Boys with Smith, are teaming up for a new action film for Netflix called Fast and Loose. Smith recently made headlines for having the worst smelling gas in the Western Hemisphere. Director Barry Sonnenfeld claimed that on the original Men in Black, Will ripped a doozy that closed down the set until the stench subsided a week ago Tuesday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Super sunny today and quite comfortable as highs flirt with 70 degrees with calm southeast winds. A few clouds filter in here tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, another day filled with a ton of sunshine and unseasonable warmth as we spike to highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Vindman, who played a big role in Donald Trump's first impeachment trial. Paul Noonan from Acme Packing Company, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Yeah, hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It is a phone line. It is a text line. We have some of those texters out there. Steve from the MKE says they have the worst ads backed by Mitch McConnell. Yes, yes, they do. Oh, lots of comments here. Let's see what else. Oh, here we go. Jake from Madison mentions Congress was told last week there's $20 billion available for FEMA and it could be used right now. Yes, apparently that is the case. 855-752-4842. Callers, be patient. We will get to you. Matt Rothschild in studio with me, formerly of the Progressive and the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Friend of ours, Matt, always a pleasure. I know you're very interested in the money in politics, one of your missions in life at in your former job, but still something that interests you now. You had some comments about the Baldwin race.
Yeah, I just did a little digging in the last 5 minutes since we were breaking, and I want to encourage the listener to go to the website that I went to, which is called opensecrets.org. This is a great nonprofit that tracks all the money in the federal races. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign tracks the money in statewide races, okay, but not for U.S. Senate or for Congress at all. But so if you want the U.S. Senate information, the place to go is opensecrets.org. One of the texters mentioned Mitch McConnell. Well, it's true. Mitch McConnell's Win Senate PAC spent $13.7 million already for Hovde and against Baldwin. The Koch brothers group, Americans for Prosperity, has spent $10 million. And then this PAC called the Fix Washington PAC is identified as a single candidate super PAC. This is the Hovde super PAC, has also spent $10 million.
Wow.
So that's partly where the money's going. But yeah, go to opensecrets.org. You can look at the outside groups and you can look at the individual donors.
So 13, 10, and 10. So 30 some million dollars.
Yeah.
And we're still over 3 weeks out.
Yeah. And counting.
And this is where the real, these waning weeks is when the real money gets spent.
Yeah, and if Mitch McConnell sees how close it is, as reportedly he has, he's obviously going to pour in more millions here. So we're just going to have mud all over our screens, no matter which screen, whether it's your phone, your TV, or your computer, it's going to be splattered with junk.
You know, it's going to be amazing. It's the day after the election. All the emails that I get, you know, all the text solicitation, they're all just go away. It's like a little ritual I have when I get up in the morning. And I did all my delete. I get through like 100, literally, 100 different emails that are, and you know, usually when Trump's out there freaking out, there's like 10 of his in a row. You know what I'm saying? But all of a sudden, the day after the election, my email box is just so quiet.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
It is.
I mean, emails almost become unusable as a communication tool now when you're getting 100-to-1 political communications that aren't really personal ones to you, to the one that you actually need for work or your personal life.
And I got, a couple work emails, a couple personal emails. I got all sorts of, I got to try to consolidate everything and try to keep only all those solicitations into one. But, everything bleeds over.
It's hard. And sometimes you miss the personal ones because used to deleting, going past all the political ones. That's why it's so hard right now.
You missed the funeral. I didn't know. I thought it was an ad from Trump. 855-752-4842. Tom from Madison, you will be next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom. Hey, good to hear you.
Thank you, buddy.
I just came back from the Minocqua Brewing Tour. We signed up about 400 to 500 volunteers.
Excellent.
And towns around. And Pat Kreitlow is there, and Planned Parenthood, a bunch of folks. But Eric Hovde remains, I despise Hovde probably as much as Trump, or maybe even a hair more. But people were asking about a phone number, and I do have one. It's 608.
Wait, hang on, Tom. Who is this phone number for? What is this for?
The Eric Hovde campaign.
Oh, the campaign. All right.
So if anybody wants to call, you only get an outgoing message. They'll never get a staffer like your other caller said. But I came across it on an old post of his from months ago. And I just thought I'd share it because, when you're lying about Trump, that's one thing. But when you're lying about hurricane response and FEMA, that's just disgusting. So I do hope people call 608-535-1184. 535-1184. And maybe we could at least shame the whoever his staffer is. I don't know.
Can you give that number to us one more time, nice and slow?
Okay, 608-535-1184.
Thank you very much.
You bet, guys. Have
all right, Tom, appreciate it, man. The Eric Hovde campaign apparently has a phone number, and you can call if you have some objections, perhaps, to some of the ads being run against his political opponent.
Yeah, not just on FEMA, but also on the immigrant bashing. I mean, this has been Trump's whole thing, and this is what's made me so scared for where the country is now, because demonization of minorities, scapegoating of minorities, you know. We've been here before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Isn't that quintessentially American? Isn't that who we are?
Well, it's who we are as Americans. It's also the lesson of the 20th century in Germany where they were scapegoating.
Right.
First they came for the communists. Now it's first they came for the immigrants. First they came for the Haitians. And I think we need to listen to this. I mean, we had Trump, you know, just in the last few days talking about bad genes. Come on now.
I could not believe that. I'm so glad you mentioned it because we didn't get to it yet. When the guy stands up and says, I think there's a murder gene. And I think a lot of these folks, a lot of these immigrants, they're murderers. He talks about that 13,000. Again, this misconstrued number that, you know, conservatives think that Tammy Baldwin, that Kamala Harris just opened up the floodgates and allowed 13,000 murderers in. Of course, that's not even what the number represents.
No, it's over 40 years.
And most of those folks are in some sort of penitentiary.
Right. So it's a meaningless statistic.
But it doesn't matter because it's post-factual. They have alternative facts. And if you're just out there and you give, and this is what bothers me the most, this guy, the sheriff in Dodge County, right, Schmidt, right, this mayor, you know, these are folks generally held in esteem. If you're a sheriff, if you're a mayor, if you're a politician, you know, generally, you know, you're elected by your constituents and people look up to you. And with that comes a certain level of credibility, and they don't have any. This guy, this mayor up in Wausau, no credibility. The sheriff strong on him, you know, local election clerks. Sorry, dude, no credibility. The only people concerned about those drop boxes who are going to help Republican constituents, dude. These are your people, man. They're going to help, you know, the old Republican down the road doesn't have to get up to the city, you know, city hall to do it. And just drop it in a drop box.
And it's pathetic, too. I mean, it is. I mean, these guys have little fiefdoms. I'm the mayor of Wausau. I'm the sheriff of Dodge County, and I'm going to throw my weight around. You know, you're a real big dude. Come on.
But that's what I think the citizenry needs to recognize that. And just because, you know, 50% plus one voted for a certain person doesn't mean that they're the king, that they're your little turtle and they're king of all that they see.
And it was 50.1 up in Wausau. I mean, that guy won by like 300 votes against the great incumbent mayor, Katie Rosenberg.
Oh, she was
and
good,
so, too. So that was just a tragedy when she lost. But, yeah, this...
They use the platforms.
This propaganda about voting machines, about our right to vote, this propaganda about immigrants, it's all disgusting. And it's tearing at the fabric of our country.
And we can have literal conversations. You can look at the budgets of FEMA as they have described. And you can see where the money goes and how it's allocated. These aren't, I mean, this isn't some sort of deep state secret. I mean, these things are funded. They're audited. The reality is they are lying about it.
And FEMA's on the ground. I mean, people can see FEMA's. How'd they get there if they're out of money? I mean, it's just such a bizarre lie to keep issuing.
And when you have people, and that's what I don't understand. If you're the MAGAs, if you're the Republicans, and you don't believe FEMA and you don't believe Harris, okay, do you believe your Republican senator from North Carolina, Tom Tillis? Do you believe your governor from Georgia? Do you believe the governor DeSantis from Florida? I mean, I don't know. If you don't believe those cats, are they now rhinos? You know, at what point do you believe anybody other than the orange Cheeto Messiah?
Yeah, I mean, that's everything. For Republican leaders, seems to be whatever Trump says goes, unless you have a bit of a spine like Romney does or like Liz Cheney does. She's got a big spine.
Well, Cheney's got a big spine. Romney hasn't come out for Harris.
No, almost yesterday. I don't know what's taking so long. Why is he so cautious? Come on. No reason to beat around the bush. But, you know, I loved Liz Cheney when she was in Ripon. That was a tremendous speech she gave.
It was. Yeah. It was strange bedfellows these days. You know, when democracy is on the ballot, and I believe that, man. I am concerned when you see how easy it is for folks to buy into the storyline, because I don't know why. I'm not going to understand the motivation. But if when the president, former president of the United States, stands up and says they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the pets of the people that live there, and that's not happening, it hasn't happened. You have the Republicans, local Republican officials, saying it's not happening. You have them now getting sued, or at least getting trying to get them charged criminally through a law that allows organizations to do that in Ohio. Yeah, good. There should be consequences to those terrible, terrible lies that put people's lives in danger.
Yeah, I mean, but at this point, there's no stopping them. And the question is, why aren't there more Liz Cheneys? You know, where is George W. Bush? Where's Laura Bush? Where is, Tommy Thompson is the most shameful person in Wisconsin right now. I don't know how he gets up in the morning, looks himself in the mirror.
Well, that's...
It's just totally disreputable what he's doing right now. He's ruining his own reputation. He's out there whoring for Trump. He knows, he's got to know, maybe he doesn't, what a danger Trump poses to our democracy. And if he doesn't know it, he's an idiot.
Well, even if you don't think that there is a fundamental danger to the underpinnings of our democracy, you still could stand up and say, wow, those are some very terrible things that you're saying. Those are some lies that you're spewing, and that's not okay. You shouldn't do that.
And I don't want to be associated with
that. And I don't want to be associated with that. And I think to drill down on that point just a little bit, Matt, it's also not just, you know, guys like former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson. It's your local representatives, right? It's your state officials. It's the people down the street. It's your local mayor. It's your local council people. They got to be held to account as well. And you can ask them. And this is why, and you see the questions being asked of Vance. Well, I'm looking towards the future, Matt. We're not. And Scott Walker says, well, no one cares about J6 anymore. Yeah. Everyone's put that behind them. What are you talking about? Everybody put it behind them?
Yeah, and Walker got called out in by name by Liz Cheney, and he had a pathetic response to it. Just reiterated that we should move beyond January. It's ridiculous.
If there is consistency through the megas, I mean, Scott Walker always has a pathetic response.
Yeah, so. Or, you know, he's just, you know, sucking up to the guy in power. Or look at Robin Voss, who was terribly dumped on by Donald Trump, admits that I don't want Donald Trump as my neighbor, and still says he's going to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, it's horrifying that these guys don't have the spine or the sense of dignity or self-respect, much less patriotism, to stand up to Donald Trump. Is it that important for you to hold on to the last shred of power you have?
Well, one thing we're not talking about in the calculation is, are they fearful of their own constituents? Are they fearful of their fellow megas? You know, because I'm wondering how many women who are married to Republicans, maybe Republicans themselves, are going to go to that secret ballot and cast their vote for Kamala Harris. I wonder how many men are going to do that, because they don't want to be associated with. We had a comment. Maybe we're going to dig up that clip. Jesse Waters, this guy from Fox News, that says if you vote for a woman, you're going to transition into a woman. I mean,
we can listen to that in the next segment.
Okay, we'll dig that up. I mean, this is the mentality.
Right. I'm counting on the people going to that private voting booth and not voting for Trump, even if they've got a Trump sign on their lawn. If you are, if you know how bad Trump is, I don't care if your husband loves the guy. You know what's at stake here for you and for your daughters and your granddaughters. You don't need, you can go out and tell them you voted for Trump.
Yep. Little white lies.
Never hurt anybody.
855-752-4842. You do have permission to not vote for this guy. Please don't do it. And you know, think about, you know, your relationships and the people around you and your coworkers and your employer and your kids and your neighbors. Would you want them to behave in this kind of manner? Would this be acceptable behavior in any circumstance in your social or private life?
Or if you're in business, would you hire this guy, really?
No! But we will hire you. We love it when you join us, 855-752-4842. Shirt and shoes optional.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Matt Rothschild in studio. Jess is on the board doing the hard work, digging up the clips from yesterday that we didn't get to. I mean,
was that yesterday?
It seems so long ago. And sorry we didn't get to. We have so much stuff we leave on the floor in this fine show because there's so much going on. But we talked about Jesse Waters. Play the clip, and we'll talk about it when we're done.
Sure.
Now, I don't see why any man would vote Democrat. It's not the party of virtue, security. It's not the party of strength. It's definitely not the party of family. And
what?
To be a man and then vote for a woman just because she's a woman is either childish, that person has mommy issues, or they're just trying to be accepted by other women. And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
Which scientists are those? Are they getting Nobel Prizes this week?
The best scientists. We have the best scientists.
God, the scientists.
Wow. Virtue, security, strength, or family. Those are owned by the Republicans, according to Jesse Waters. And don't you dare vote for a woman. I mean, if you're worried about transitioning into a woman, you better vote for a man, Matt.
Yeah, and Jesse Waters owns the definition of masculinity. Yeah. And
so what Jesse happens Waters when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
So
I mean, but that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. 855-752-4842. And this is like the leading guy in Fox News. Like he came after Bill O'Reilly, man. I remember him on Bill O'Reilly. He'd be the guy on go do the man on the street stuff. And now Jesse Waters, he took over the chair once Papa Bill got kicked out for all the sexual whatever's and $20 million and whatever's. But, you know, you can Google that. But, yeah, this is a star, let's call it. On Fox, don't call it news.
Yeah, and he wants us to believe that he is the epitome of what a man is.
No, isn't he? No, man. If he is a man, I don't want to be one. I would gladly be a woman if he's a man. 855-752-4842. Actually, being a woman's really hard. I'd rather be a man. Joe from Joe from Madison. You know what I'm talking about. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Pat, I'm going to rethink all my choices in the past about who I voted for. My gender is in complete turmoil.
I didn't even know that was a thing, Joe. We got to be careful now.
Oh, God. Yeah. I voted for men. Now what am I? I don't know. I wanted to return to Mr. Hovde talking about complete cesspool. And Matt, I'd be really interested in your take on all this, because I want to return to that whole issue of him flying in by four separate plane loads in December, this $26 million that came from this Banco Azteca out of Mexico to the SunWest Bank that Hubby is CEO of and owner of. This bank, Banco Azteca, had been cited by the Journal of International Affairs as one of four banks that the Mexican cartel was using to process extortion payments. And a decade ago, the U.S. Comptroller of Currency investigated the bank's ties with another U.S. bank called the Lone Star National Bank of FAR and turned up money laundering concerns. So they were cited. They were fined. Lone Star ended the relationship with Banco Azteca. And then two other banks, Fifth Third Cincinnati and CBW Bank, also followed. And then a story in the Wall Street Journal, you know, that bastion of liberalism, said that Banco Azteca has struggled doing business with U.S. banks since regulators began enforcing rules cracking down on money laundering from drug trafficking, kidnapping, or extortion. So most banks have cut their ties with them. So they were left with these huge sums of U.S. currency with no place to offload it, till Mr. Hovde comes around and says, sure, fly it up in four separate plane loads, $26 million. This was done in December of 2023. In February of 2024, Mr. Hovde says, I'm going to run for Senate. And here we have him. And he said, Matt, that he's not going to divest his ties with his bank. Doesn't it sort of open up the fact that this may be a really nice little funnel for nasty deals of foreign banks? Just funnel it into SunWest, and here you go. Mr. Hovde will take care of it. To me, it seems stinky as all get out. Could you offer some thoughts on this?
Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for the call. Always nice to hear from you. Yeah, I do think this requires more investigation by journalists looking at it, and it's a consequence of Citizens United. You know, this is a consequence of the 2010 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that said, you know, outside groups can spend any amount of money. And then who's he getting, you know, how's he getting all this money from this shady bank in Mexico? What's that all about? Certainly is raising my eyebrows.
And it doesn't, when the bank receiving the money tells people, don't worry about it. We followed all the applicable laws. We dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's, totally fine, totally legal. And this is a guy, and he's running for Senate right now. You know, and I think, yeah, I don't necessarily take something like that at face value. I think there should be some further discussion about it, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you know the source of the money? How did you determine that, Mr. Hovde? I mean, there's all sorts of questions, Sun Bank, whatever your bank is, on the circumstances and the how this deal came to be done.
Yeah, the shady bank sends $26 million to Hovde's California bank? I mean, come on.
I mean, but no big deal, right?
Happens all the time.
I mean, it's just a man doing a business. I'm a small business owner just like you. Yeah, Eric Hovde for the people.
Nothing to see here.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. We are going to start talking about the Woodward book. We briefly touched on that yesterday. There are some articles on that, some topics on that. Callers, I know you want to talk about that as well. Stick around on the other side.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former Milwaukee police officer and founder of the Cops and Writers website, Patrick O'Donnell, and WGBW producer and social media expert, Amanda Nimmer, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
How can anybody complain about public education? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's really, really come a long way since I was in school. But at the same time, looking at private schools, That doesn't really help. They don't have a great track record. In fact, they have a horrible track record. They act like because there are some problems with public education, they can ignore all the problems in private education.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.